T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us now on the line, Steve McMartin is Program Director for the Cybersecurity Program at Hilbert College. And we're talking about a form of national security, perhaps a form of terrorism. Steve, thanks so much for being with us this morning. This attack on a power plant in North Carolina that I think is shocking people all over, that it's something as simple as what appears to be a sort of drive-by shooting can take a whole county off the grid for days.
Yeah, morning. It's something that we discussed in Homeland Security for years as one of the many possible scenarios where it would take a very few people to coordinate what could be a very serious attack. And in this case, although I do not personally believe this was a case of terrorism, this attack shows you that just one small attack with, they say, firearms has knocked out power to some 40,000 people, and it's still out. The nation's power grid is, along with other infrastructure, at real threat.
It really does point out just how fragile some of our infrastructure is. I mean, utility infrastructure as a whole is not guarded at all in this country, is it?
It's guarded to some small extent, but not to a great extent, and not what it probably needs to be if there are coordinated attacks against it. If this incident was more of a kind of a tentative examination by someone to see what they could do, then we could be in real trouble if they decide to hit before any sort of coordinated defense is put together.
The lack of security for something so vital to everything, and only getting more vital, right? We've been talking throughout the morning about this switch to electricity, all your appliances, your heat, everything like that, right, by the end of the decade here in New York State. What needs to be done to ramp up security in these places that is a reasonable ask? And I'm thinking right now, well, I mean, is bulletproof glass a crazy idea in front of all these places after what we just saw?
So there is so much infrastructure to consider, railways, bridges, highways, international border crossings, the water system, the power system, that to think we can physically defend it or protect it is probably not going to work. I think what it's going to take is basically more intelligence on the part of law enforcement, on the part of the community, to gauge what sort of threats are out there and exactly what might be attacked in the future.
Could we be looking at possibly a coordinated national strategy, or does this have to be broken down smaller by states?
Well, Homeland Security, by definition, is a national strategy that incorporates governments at the state and then local levels, and that's how it's going to have to work. The federal government can't do the intelligence on all of these facilities. It can't do the protection on all of these facilities. It can do an overarching view, provide funding and guidance, and then it trickles down to the states and the local levels to actually put the wheels in motion, so to speak.
There's been a lot of look for a motive in this particular instance. What could be behind it? It's a lot of speculation out there. And see, I can't help but think that it could just be somebody as simple as firing off shots. You see it in something like a stop sign, even here in Western New York, where it'll be riddled with bullet holes. It's something that people do for some reason. And that could have been the motive behind this. We'll just fire shots at this power station. Where does it rise to the level of terrorism, officially, and then maybe in your mind? Because to me, this would be terrorism, even if it was not intended to have this result.
I think people are too quick to assign the word terrorism to things. You know, we need a clear delineation, and there is a clear delineation. If this was just kids, you know, out shooting their rifles at a power station because they thought it was fun, it's vandalism. If there was an intent there to disrupt some sort of activity, which I've heard may be the case, it becomes a criminal, an act of criminal vandalism. But when there is a religious ideological or a political reason coupled with the desire to instill fear in a general population, you then have terrorism. And this is a long way from that. Even if the intent was to bring down the electric grid, there's no real intent to create a fear in the population. And it's more an act of violent extremism or a protest.
Do you think they'll find those responsible for this, or as more time passes, does that become more difficult?
No, you know, I hearken back to my original point, my original thought. I just think this was an act of vandalism by someone. And the longer this goes on and the more attention it receives, what's going to happen is somebody's going to say something to their friends, and that's going to get out. And if you see something, say something is going to work. The information is going to get to authorities, and they'll discover who did this. If it was something more nefarious, it may take longer, but I still think they'll eventually find out, you know, what happened.
Interesting. Hey, Steve, thanks so much. Stephen Martin is program director for the cybersecurity program over at Hilbert College.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.